Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And you know, you're so sweet.
Aw, I've been waiting to hear that from you for years. Wow.
It's better than what I usually say to you, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
But what you usually say, we can't say on the air, so. I like you're sweet.
Yeah, you're sweet.
Thank you.
So, how have you been?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good. What'd you do to your finger?
Somehow I was working and I scraped it and cut it.
It looks nasty.
It did, but that's what happens when you put hand sanitizer on it to clean it out.
Oh, okay.
And it burns.
Oh.
And you're going, yowie, 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 yowie.
Oh, well, it looks owie now. Anyway, I have a trivia question for you.
Cool.
From blog.chegg.com.
Chegg.
Chegg. C-H-E-G-G.
Check, 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 check.
I'm assuming it's the guy's last name, but you never know.
I won't go there.
Do you know? What is the top-selling candy in the United States?
Reese's Cups.
Nope.
Wow, that didn't nothing that matters then.
No, we didn't ask what your favorite is.
Oh.
We said what's the top-selling candy in the U.S.
I don't know.
Candy corn.
Candy corn?
I was really surprised by that. Americans purchase over 20 million pounds of it a year. Although it's unlikely that every last one of those millions of candies was actually consumed.
I can prove that.
Yeah? You have candy corn from like 1975?
No. last year, we help a group do Feed the Homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And for Thanksgiving, we made turkeys out of candy corn. It's really cool. You take some Oreo cups, you take some malt balls, you take a Reese cup, and then you use the candy corn as feathers.
Ah.
Really, really cool.
Very cool.
And if anybody ate them, I wouldn't have touched them. But
no, well.
So anyway. I can understand that again. So, how about a joke of a hint?
Okay.
An old man and a young man worked in an office next to each other. The young man had noticed that the older man always seemed to have a jar of peanuts at his desk. The young man loved peanuts. One day, while the older man was away from his desk, the young man couldn't resist, and he went to that old man's jar, and he ate over half those peanuts.
Oh, no.
When the old man returned, the young man felt guilty and confessed to taking the peanuts. The old man responded, "That's okay. Since I lost my teeth, all I do is lick chocolate off the M&Ms.
Ew. Ew.
And you let me read that.
I let you read that. Yes, I did.
Why get the peanut ones when you can just get the plain ones?
Because then you wouldn't have a joke.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. So.
Ah, nuts.
Our theme today.
Nuts.
It's not nuts.
Oh.
No. No, sorry.
Well, you know, you said candy corn, so we have to go with candy today.
That's right. It is candy.
Although nuts would have been more fun.
I know.
All right.
So, have you ever heard of Snopes?
Snopes, Snopes, Snopes.
Snopes.com.
Isn't that where you go shushing down the mountainside, sliding back and forth?
That's
and then...
Slopes.
Oh.
Snopes, S-N-O-P-E-S.
Okay.
It is a wonderful website, Snopes.com. If you ever hear something and you're not sure that it's true,
okay,
you know, like an urban myth or a rumor or something, if you look on Snopes, it tells you whether it's true or not. They do extensive research.
Coolness.
Into things. So we have one here. Our curious saying or word is Baby Ruth Bar,
mm-hmm.
Baby Ruth Candy Bar. The Baby Ruth Candy Bar was named after Ruth Cleveland, daughter of President Grover Cleveland, not Babe Ruth. That's the claim.
Origins. The Curtis Candy Company was founded in Chicago in 1916 by Otto Schnerning. Schnerning, who wanted a name more American-sounding than his own for a company, German surnames not being much of an asset during World War I. I wonder why. He used his mother's maiden name instead. The Curtis Candy Company's first product was a confection known as Candy Cake. Candy Cake?
Candy Cake.
With K's.
Yes.
Which featured a pastry center topped with nuts and coated with chocolate. This candy bar was only a moderate success until 1921 when Schnerning reintroduced it as a log-shaped bar made of caramel and peanuts and covered with chocolate. Schnerning named his new confection the Baby Ruth Bar, priced it at 5 cents, half the cost of the other bars, and soon had one of the hottest selling candy bars on the market.
Now, three explanations have since been offered concerning the origins of the Baby Ruth candy bar name.
Number one.
The bar was named after Baby Ruth Cleveland, the firstborn daughter of President Grover Cleveland.
Number two.
The bar was named after baseball slugger George Herman Babe Ruth.
And number three.
The bar was named for a granddaughter of Mrs. George Williamson, Mrs. Williamson being the wife of the president of the Williamson Candy Company and one of the developers of the Baby Ruth bar formula.
Now, I can confirm it was not named after Babe Ruth.
Well.
It'd have to have alcohol in it and be Babe Ruth. Anyways. Sorry.
Oh, my. So, explanation number one is the official explanation that's been proffered by the Curtis Candy Company since the 1920s.
Awesome.
The claim that the Baby Ruth bar was named after Ruth Cleveland is found dubious by many because Ruth Cleveland died of diphtheria in 1904, over 17 years before the Baby Ruth bar was first produced. Naming a candy bar that long... Naming a candy bar after the long-dead daughter of a former president would certainly be a curious choice. Moreover, the notion that a candy bar called Baby Ruth should appear on the market just when a baseball player named Babe Ruth had suddenly become the most famous person in America is perceived as a rather striking coincidence. And Snopes goes on and on and on to explain that the Baby Ruth Cleveland
connection
was to keep Babe Ruth from suing the company for using his name.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I like it.
I have a top 10 list.
Yippee!
Yeah.
How many? 5,327 today?
Nine.
Nine on the top 10.
From littlefivers.com.
Ooh.
The top 9 signs you got some bad Halloween candy.
Okay. Oh, folks, here we go again. Number 9, it comes with a Surgeon General's warning.
Number 8, for the first time ever, your sister does not attempt to trade candy.
Ooh. Number 7, it ate all the other candy bars. It ate all the other Halloween candy in your bag.
6, it's shaped like a heart, an Easter bunny, or a Christmas tree.
Number 5, the only television advertising for it was the public service announcements.
Number 4, it turns out all those people at your door in biohazard suits aren't trick-or-treaters after all.
Aw, nuts. Number 3, after eating half of it yesterday, you wake to find it has regrown. Ooh.
Your junior mints look way senior.
And the number 1 sign you've got some bad Halloween candy.
You're pretty sure that the gum shouldn't have a bubble in it before you chew it.
Ooh.
Ew.
Oh, that's an under-the-table joke, if I've ever heard
one. Yes, it is.
As in, you used to be able to pick up gum from under the table because people would eat it and stick it there. Anyways, wow.
Yeah.
How about some dumb criminal stuff?
Oh, yeah.
From dumbcriminals.com.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, Nutty Sunday. No, I'm not going to say that was a U2 song, but...
No. It could be, though. It was a U3 song.
There you go. U3.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thursday, August 9th, 2007. It never fails to amaze me how so many people can be foiled by candy. Whoever says something is as easy as taking candy from a baby just means they are easily distracted by candy. They are also easily confused by children.
According to the Associated Press, 4 teenagers in Maryland got caught stealing candy from a store, and police tracked them down by following the trail of discarded candy wrappers. Let me ask the first obvious question.
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers are stealing candy? Did the police catch up with the little rascals?
Police say they tracked down the kids thanks to canine tracking dogs who followed the discarded wrappers to their hideout, where police found them surrounded by more candy wrappers. Now, apparently, Maryland police have only the police dogs that can track type 2 diabetes. Yeah.
All of them were charged with theft and burglary. But their identities were not released. But they can be easily identified by squeezing them hard enough to see if their chewy nougat centers ooze out of their orifices. That's disgusting.
No, that's bad.
That's really bad.
Or they got a cold.
So I got some more stuff from blog.chegg.com.
I like that sound. Blog.chegg.
Yeah. Kind of like blog and chug. No? That's when you write with a beer in your...
Blog and jug. I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, these are some fast facts about candy.
Okay.
It's the one time of year when American children are allowed to consume so much candy, they run the risk of inducing a sugar rush that would give Honey Boo Boo a run for her money. Between mouthfuls of Hershey's, Twix, and Reese's, how much do you know about sweet treats? Well, here are fun facts you probably didn't know about candy.
Americans purchase nearly 600 million pounds of candy a year for Halloween. An incredible 90 million pounds of chocolate candy is sold during Halloween week, taking a strong lead compared to the other holidays. Almost 65 million pounds is sold during the week leading up to Easter, and only 48 million pounds during Valentine's week.
It makes my teeth ache to think about that. Over 10% of annual candy sales happen the days leading up to Halloween. That's nearly $2 billion in sales.
Now, chocolate is clearly the preferred choice of sweets by many. Of the 1.9 billion sold in Halloween candy each year, 1.9 billion was a chocolate candy and only 680 million a sugar candy.
The top-selling candy, we already talked about that, candy corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the beloved candy corn, the leading bestsellers are as follows. Snickers, boo. Reese's, yay. Kit Kat. And M&M's.
Kit Kats are my favorite.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a break of that Kit Kat bar.
Candy corn is the most searched for candy term on Google, more popular than candy apples, gummy worms, and candy pumpkins. Search for candy corn are up 10% from October 2010.
Wow, this is interesting. Out of all the 50 states, Alabama searched for candy corn the most.
Which state searched for the most organic candy? Colorado. Oregon searched most for gluten-free candy, and Kentucky took the lead in sugar-free.
Now, see, that makes sense for Oregon, having spent
enough time. Yeah, man, give me some of that gluten-free candy.
Oh, yeah. This Halloween, more people are searching for gluten-free candy than sugar-free candy. Google searches for gluten-free candy are currently 20% higher than searches for sugar-free candy.
The day of the year with the most candy sales? October 28th, and all of the 365 days of the year, the top five candy-selling days are all in October.
And even though the economy is tightening everyone's budget, that does not stop them from slurping a bit on this holiday. The average American household spends $44 a year on Halloween candy.
Wow.
Not at my house.
Not at my house either.
Wow.
Those kids can fend for themselves.
Exactly.
Oh, I got some jokes.
Okay.
From voices.yahoo.com.
Where's Chegg?
No, sorry. Oh. Chegg took a break here. Anyway.
Right.
Little Johnny was sitting on a bench and had seven candy bars next to him, and an old man came and sat next to him and says,
"Son, did you know that too much candy can rot your teeth, make you fat, and give you acne?" And little Johnny says,
"No, sir, but my grandfather lived to be 106. And the old man says,
"Oh, is that so? Did he eat seven candy bars a day?" And little Johnny says,
"Well, no, sir, but he minded his own damn business."
You just broke the hearts of every old man wanting to sit down next to a little kid eating candy. But I like it. The Laffy Taffy candy has been around for decades under the Willy Wonka brand, as produced by Nestle's, establishing itself as an American classic treat with a sweet, chewy, and fruity goodness. The candies are individually wrapped and come in a large 45-gram slab format or a smaller 1.5-gram. What is this gram stuff? This is America. I'm sorry. I got to go on a rant at this moment. What are we writing grams? Half the people out there going, "What? How much is that?" Jiminy.
Your grandma eats Laffy Taffy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Willy Wonka, baby. The four standard flavors that the smaller pieces come in are banana, cherry, strawberry, and green apples. In terms of texture and taste, they are compatible to being between Airheads and Starburst. Starburst. I got that French going accent. Starburst. And two other candies of the chewy fruit-flavored variety.
Regardless of any other characteristics, though, the trademark trait of Laffy Taffy is the joke printed on every wrapper. In fact, the candy has successfully established its brand for this purpose, as they are famous for their silly jokes, as well as their culinary value or exquisite taste, despite arguably being a fine taffy-type candy as well.
Now, while these jokes can be derided at times for being terrible or simply unfunny, perhaps due to the fact that they are often submitted by children, once in a while the jokes found on Laffy Taffy wrappers yield some truly funny jokes. Whether they utilize clever wordplay, highlight a brilliant connection between two otherwise unrelated items, or tell a quick humorous story, here is a collection of some of the Laffy Taffy jokes on the wrappers.
Okay, what kind of bear has no teeth?
A gummy bear?
What happens when you eat too much candy?
Nah, I ain't going to answer that. What? What happens when you eat too much candy?
It makes you thick to your stomach.
Groan.
What did they call a man who abandoned his diet?
Deserter. Well, he's a deserter.
Ice cream is exquisite. What a pity it isn't legal. Ooh. Illegal. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. The optimist sees the donut. The pessimist sees the hole. And the realist sees the calories.
Did you hear? There are two suspects in Two-Ton Charlie's death.
No.
Ben and Jerry.
Help me, Lord, help me.
Yes, sir. So we have the weekly rant from cracked.com.
Ooh.
This is, again, this show is not about Halloween. It's about candy, but we keep going back to Halloween.
Because it's a nice tie-in.
There are the best and the worst candy bar fillings.
Okay. Late October. There's a briskness to the air, and the ground is covered with fallen leaves in a myriad of colors. And America has given not one, but two holiday-fueled excuses to get even plumper. Fatter. What is this? Politically correct. Under tall. Our favorite Halloween gives women an excuse to dress in outrageously slutty outfits and call them costumes, and the rest of us an excuse to consume massive amounts of candy. In particular, we look to the most perfect form of candy, the candy bar, which combines chocolate with some other things. Sometimes it's delicious. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes
you don't. But one thing remains consistent. It will probably cause you to get a type 2 diabetes. Diabetes. Betty's. Where am I going with Betty's with that?
I'm not really sure.
Oh, Betty. Here are the worst.
When Barney's wife gets sugar problems.
There you go.
Diabetes.
And Fred's the fat one. Here are the best and worst things to wrap chocolate around in order to send your body into a glorious state of insulin shock.
Caramel. Yes, let us enumerate some indisputable reasons as to why caramel is the best thing that ever went into chocolate, ever. One, it's subtle yet delicious. Two, it has this awesome sticky consistency that differentiates it from chocolate, serving as a contrast rather than a simple echo of the flavor. Number three, it's so good that they didn't even have to come up with a creative name for the candy bar that's just caramel and chocolate, Caramello. It's one of my favorites. That's quite possibly the worst name for a candy bar ever, and even worse name for an NBA player. But it doesn't even matter. That's how good it is. The only conceivable problem we can think of with caramel, doesn't have to do with the stuff itself. It's simply the fact that lots of people pronounce the word caramel instead of the preferable caramel. Caramel sounds like a hybrid between a Toyota and a camel.
And it spits. Peanuts. This is going to come off as kind of strange because we really don't have anything against peanuts, per se, outside of the candy bar realm. In fact, they're pretty tasty if they're drenched in enough salt and honey, roasting oil, and other heart-stopping additions. But for some reason, we just can't stand for them to be in our candy bars.
Sacrilege!
To which we respond, you seem to be really passionate about these candy bars.
To which, of course, you say, if I had a candy bar that day, my dad would still be alive.
Which is just really confusing, so we're just going to let that go.
Anyway, the main thing is that peanuts have a tendency to be pointy in spots, and hidden under all that chocolate, there's a distinct possibility that one could just jab right into the roof of one's mouth. And that won't fly. Oh. If they use peanut butter instead, there wouldn't be any problem at all. Sure.
Nougat. Nougat may just be the strangest substance on the planet. What is it made of? No one knows. Who invented it?
Historians now believe that it was not actually invented, but discovered deep within a mine in southern France in 1868.
What does it taste like?
It's indescribable without using at least four modifications preceding what you're comparing it with. Sort of a milder, fluffier, less sticky, lighter caramel, for instance. Science has been unable to find any occurrence of the substance outside of candy bars in the last 35 years. And its physical state, solid, liquid, some kind of cooled plasma, remains a mystery. The only thing people seem to be able to agree on is that it tastes pretty good and that nougat is a funny word. Seriously, just say the phrase creamy nougat out loud in a public place and see if people don't laugh. That's the beauty of the edible mystery known as nougat.
My favorite, coconut. Not. We really have a genuine question here, one that we have no clue how to answer. So if anybody out there has some idea, please drop us a line and help us out. Why the heck would anyone voluntarily eat coconut? I mean, seriously, it is gross. There's basically no flavor, and the consistency is like chewing on wet, cold styrofoam. Just because it gets covered in a layer of chocolate does not make it palatable. In fact, it just makes us more suspicious that you've drained all the color from a handful of syrup-covered grass, covered it in chocolate, and then you called it Mounds. Oh, by the way, who the heck at the Hershey Company thought that Mounds was an appealing name for any sort of food product?
And finally, we have whatever the heck that stuff is inside Butterfinger bars. Honestly, what is that stuff? Well, according to the catch-all of human knowledge, that is Wikipedia, it's some kind of peanut brittle. And given that the only other time we've heard of peanut brittle is on those jars that end up having springy snakes on the inside, we can come to only one conclusion. Butterfinger bars should be filled with springy toy snakes that come flying out when you break the bar in half or take a bite out of it. In fact, from this point forward, we will do everything in our power to make sure that there's some kind of special Halloween edition Butterfinger that has springy snakes inside.
Now, I have to say something about coconut.
Yes, sir.
You give me a fresh coconut right off the tree, cut open, drink the milk, and then eat the coconut. It's absolutely flavorful.
But when you shred it
and dry it
and put it inside chocolate, it's just a surprise.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Do not like it.
I have another top 10 list.
Yay!
It actually has 10.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
That's impossible.
It does, because it's not from Little Fivers. It's from DigitalDreamDoors.com.
Okay, folks, we have a real top 10 list.
Yes, these are the top 10 signs that you're too old to be trick-or-treating.
Number 10, you get winded from knocking on the door.
Yep. Number 9, you have to have another kid chew the candy for you.
Ooh.
Ew.
We're back to the gum underneath the table. Number 8, you ask for high-fiber candy only.
7, when someone drops a candy bar in your back, you lose your balance and fall over. This one's for you, Joe.
I know. That's why I'm laughing already. People say, great Keith Richards mask, and you're not wearing a mask.
When the door opens, you yell, tricker, and you can't remember the rest.
Number 4, by the end of the night, you have a bag full of restraining orders.
Number 3, you have to carefully choose a costume that won't dislodge your hairpiece.
Ooh. Number 2, you're the only Power Ranger in the neighborhood with a walker.
And number 1, you avoid going to houses where your ex-wives live.
Why then? Also, you need to do is stay out of Texas.
Yeah. All my exes
live in Texas.
We have more top 10 lists.
We do.
We do.
Awesome.
They're in the appendix.
Ooh.
Not your appendix, the appendix.
Ouch.
These are the top 6 rejected Easter treats. Number 6, matzah peeps. I'm never going to get through the rest of this show.
No. Matzah peeps. Number 5, Hallow Milk Chocolate Warthog.
Ew. Number 4, Roast Leg of Spam.
What's wrong with that idea?
You.
Spam. No. Folks, stand by. Hershey's Chocolate Zits.
Number 2, Halloween Candy.
We know where the nougat's at now.
Oh. Just read the list, Joe.
And the number 1 rejected Easter treat?
Chocolate-covered bunny jerky.
Again, what's wrong with that?
Now, this list has some runners-up.
Okay.
Cadbury's haggis eggs.
Oh, unless you're from Australia, in which case. Oh, I hate reading ahead. Little Buddy Poo-Poo.
Oh, Pipe L'Orange with circus peanut sauce.
No. For the aficionado, pickled Cadbury eggs.
And if you're from the 70s, Soylent Green Eggs and Ham.
And the number one favorite runner-up, tofu peeps.
That's just not even funny. I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
Little bunny poo-poo.
Okay, here's a good one.
Okay.
The top 9 differences if chocolate had never been invented.
Ooh.
9. And darkness covered the waters, and the earth was without form. Let me try that again. And darkness covered the waters, and the earth was without form and void.
Number 8. Children would be greeted at Easter morning with the dreaded sign of pressed spam bunnies.
Ew.
No, again, what's wrong with that?
7. Oreo middles would just all stick together in one gooey lump.
Oh.
That would be okay.
Oh, Godiva would be just another Nick kid lady.
Naked?
I understood.
Okay.
I was being nice.
Number 5. Clearasil would generate 1/5 the revenue it does today.
Oh. Whitmist Oyster Samper would be the top Valentine's Day seller.
3. Rocky
no,
Road.
Wait a minute.
What?
There's merit to that.
Oyster Sam. Oh, because it's an aphrodisiac.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
It is Valentine's Day.
3.
I love it.
Rocky Roadkill ice cream would now be filled with gravel and other stuff scraped up from the side of the road.
Hence the term Rocky Roadkill.
Yeah.
Number 2. With thousands of deaths every month, millions would be spent in a desperate search for a PMS cure.
And the number 1 difference if chocolate had never been invented?
No one puts up with Swiss neutrality. Oh.
Oh, my.
Allie, you didn't go there.
Yeah, I went there.
Okay, that's
I
cool.
I did. So we have ruminations from Ruminette.com.
Ruminations.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My fantasy baseball is where the ball is hit, it flies way up and turns into an enormous pinata, which explodes and everybody gets candy.
Ah, not a bad idea.
Thank you, Travis.
If you truly are what you eat, then noodle ramen is going to start showing. Up on my paychecks, perhaps falling soon after Mr. Candy found on the floor. No.
You know, it would be better if the saying was, it's like taking candy from a baby whose father isn't standing nearby ready to punch out whoever takes his child's candy. That way I'd be enjoying some candy instead of waiting for my jaw to heal.
Well, there you go.
And instead of an Irish blessing, we have a quote from A Thoroughly Modern Princess,
okay,
written by Wendy Corsi Staub.
Who is Wendy Corsi Staub?
She wrote A Thoroughly Modern Princess.
I got it. She grinned, looking for all the world like a sticky-mouthed little girl who had just convinced her gullible mother that she really did drop the first piece of candy into the storm drain and would need another.
I like that one.
That is cute.
Mm-hmm. That's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
I'm Joe.
And together we're... No, together we're...
Cat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.